Have you ever had somebody put you up on a pedestal in a relationship?
Yeah, I have. And at first, it's amazing because they, you know, like, you're an incredible person and they say, oh, like, everything about you is so perfect. But, you know, oh, that fall. It's like you can't, then all of a sudden you can't do anything wrong. And that's what's, eventually you're just a human being. I mean, so you make mistakes. It's the worst because it's just devastating to them and you're just being a normal person.
If you are currently living up on a pedestal, you might want to jump down for a moment so you can hear this. A study published in the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships has found that although idealizing your special someone might seem harmless, there is a point at which it can cause serious relationship problems. The researchers conducted several experiments with 300 couples who were married, dating, or engaged. In one of the experiments, the researchers separated the couples into different rooms. In room A, the person was manipulated to believe that their mate was in room B, writing down all their amazing virtues, a chore that often took up to 2 pages of writing. When in fact, the person in room B was writing down all the items they could think of in their house, a chore that took up to 2 pages of writing. Later, the researchers put the couples back together and measured how close they sat. They found that with the idealized couples, there was a larger physical distance than with the couples who were not manipulated in the experiment.
Yes, and I understand why, because there's so, you feel like they don't know you, because you know your faults and you know how hideous you are. and then that makes me not want to be with that person. I don't trust it. I don't trust somebody who thinks that I'm so perfect, because I am not, and it makes me a little upset. So don't think I'm perfect. Anyone, don't ever think I'm perfect.
The researchers also found that over-idealization of a person's traits and abilities had the most negative effect on men. So basically, the men didn't enjoy being put up on a pedestal. Probably because in order to get down, they'd have to ask for directions. Booyah! Take that old joke, fellas.
Well, that's easy. I don't put any guy on a pedestal.
Know that they're flawed?
I just know that there's problems.
Sorry, guys. That was 2 slams in a row. I'll cut it out now. The researchers speculate that over-idealizing your mate creates an imbalance of power in the relationship. As well, the person who gets unrealistically romanticized becomes worried that they won't be able to live up to the other person's expectations.
I'm a bit cynical, but you know what? I think I used to be a person who completely idealized, and now when I had it done to me, I realized how awful it is. I think at first it's nice. I think it's a false sense of intimacy. It's a sense of security. It's not real.
This type of behavior seems to be a delicate balance. You want to give your mate praise, affection, and kind words, but you have to keep it real, because you can drown your partner in flattery no matter how high that pedestal gets. For CBC Radio, I'm Diana Francis.